Hi friends, hello the world. Welcome to this episode of Tools for Transitioning Humanitarians and your host, the Seller Monoa. And today I want to talk about mistakes and especially how to recognize them. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because I tend to get a lot of questions about whether I should be transitioning, how do I know it's not a mistake? How do I know that this is what I want to do? Shall I leave the humanitarian sector or not? What if that's a mistake? These are the questions that I get a lot, and I feel like the way that we're using mistakes is more of how to limit ourselves, how to fear ourselves, how to gather more of the fear of how what we want is not going to work, rather than learn a lesson from it, because that's the mistake's goal is for, right? The purpose of making mistakes, or the purpose of recognizing mistakes, or the purpose of labeling something as a mistake is so that we can learn from it and get better and get good at whatever we're wanting or whatever we are doing, rather than using it as a scary story, using it as a limitation factor so that we just keep spinning in the fear and keep creating more of the fear, right? So that's why I wanted to really talk about how do we recognize that this is a mistake? How do we recognize, possibly even in advance, because usually we tend to recognize of the mistakes that we have made in the past, possibly. But how do we do that about the upcoming events or decisions that we're making? And that's really what I wanted to talk about, so that we really understand for ourselves what is a mistake, what are we calling it a mistake, right? Why are we calling them a mistake? And then how to recognize it. That's really what I want to talk about. So I was getting ready for preparing for my webinar that's coming up this Friday. And by the way, when you're listening to it, it will be the same day in the afternoon. For many of you, it is at 3 p.m. Central European time this Friday on 11th of April, 2025. Now, as I was preparing for this webinar, I started realizing as I was compiling common mistakes that humanitarians believe they are making versus the actual mistakes they're making. And I will be talking more about that in the webinar. And I was getting ready for it. I was thinking about the actual label itself, the mistake, right? So, mistake usually assumes at least two things. And of course, it can assume many other things. But whenever we call something a mistake, we assume there is a right way of doing it, or there is a way of doing it that is according to the rule, whatever the rule you have in mind. And that's really like the assumption that comes from our systems education, where we have probably most of us, probably all of us maybe, but most of us, just for the sake of argument, have been educated in a school system where we have always been told there is this way of doing things, there is this way, the rule is this. And then if you deviate from that rule, if you don't obey that rule, then that's a mistake, right? So that's how we have been, like, all brainwashed to think that way. And somehow we take that assumption to our lives. And then we tend to then apply that to our lives to say that as if there is a rule. And if we're not following that rule, then we're making a mistake. Even though when I ask my clients, okay, how do you know if it's a mistake? What rule you have in mind, they don't really know what that is, but somehow they believe it, there should be a way. Right. So that's one assumption, is that there is a right or wrong way of doing things. And the other assumption is somehow someone else knows it and not really ourselves. Right. And that's the assumption that also many people make, is especially when they ask me whether they're making a mistake to leave the humanitarian sector, is they are asking me as if I should know the answer, but they equally don't know the answer, right? And then when I challenge them to say, okay, why do you believe I would know the answer? Of course, I have done it myself and I may have my answers, but I'm more curious about why you are not owning your own answers, why you are not accepting your own answers is because they're afraid, right? And because they're afraid, they just believe that somehow someone else needs to either reassure, or someone else needs to validate, or someone else needs to confirm whatever they're doing. Is they again the right one, in quotes? So therefore, because we have been programmed to believe that there is a right way of doing it, whatever your right way is, and then there is like some other authority figure or someone else who knows the answers you may not know, or even if you do, others may need to confirm. Therefore, you may be approaching this mistake question from that angle of assumptions, right? And therefore, I would like for us to today to really look at what are you calling a mistakes? What assumptions you have around whatever you call a mistake, and is that how you want to use a mistake, right? And that's the important part. Now, let me give you a definition that I feel like I'm like getting good at defining even further. I was recently doing a live session where I used one definition, but I want to get it even more clearer to you to like share how I am defining a mistake, right? So the way that I'm defining a mistake that it is an action that costs time, energy, or any other resources I have that does not yield in anything useful for myself or the people that I am trying to serve, and becomes like a waste unless I learn from it. Right? So that is my definition of a mistake. So let me repeat it again, just in case, is it is an action that costs time, energy, or other resources that yield in nothing useful for myself and or for the people that I'm trying to serve, that looks like a waste unless I learn from it. Now, usually, when we tend to think about a mistake, we tend to think about a mistake of the past, right? So, whatever the things that we have done now in the hindsight, learning from it, we see that it was not maybe the way that we should have done because it was a waste, because it cost us time and energy, and that didn't yield in anything. Right. So that is usually how we tend to label things as mistakes, maybe consciously or not really consciously. Now, when it comes to the future actions, future decisions, future endeavors that we're trying to go for, whether this is a transitioning to something totally different outside of the humanitarian sector, excuse me. Or it is something that in the personal relationship that maybe we're thinking about ending a relationship, maybe we're starting a new relationship, whatever it is, and we are having this inkling of what if it's a mistake, right? That's really the inner compass somewhere is indicating that it is a mistake. We want to then understand how do we know if it is in fact a mistake, right? Because it's about the future, right? We don't know, we have no way of predicting the future, right? So therefore, what are we trying to predict, or what are we trying to assure ourselves so that we don't later label that action or that decision or that endeavor as a mistake? In other words, when we are saying or when we are asking someone, or when we are asking ourselves as to what if it's a mistake, whether it's a mistake, what is it that we're trying to avoid? What is it that we're afraid will happen that we're trying to avoid, essentially, right? And that's what we want to understand and know. And I think that's where we get so tripped up because we cannot foresee the future. We are also afraid to make a decision and move forward. And therefore, we just stay so vague in our questions in our questions of what is it that we're actually afraid of? What is it that it makes us not want to make a decision and move forward? And in this case, we're not often, because we're not really clear, then we get stuck in not knowing how to answer it. We get stuck in, okay, we don't really know the answer to that, and therefore we just keep struggling with it. Now, here is how I would like for us to really get good at recognizing whether this is a mistake or not. And the way that you recognize if it is a mistake or not is like depending on your definition, right? But if it was my definition, right? So the definition that I have given you, then if I were to recognize if this is in fact a mistake or not, is the way that I would know is by detecting a feeling within me or the purpose of why I'm doing. So let me give you an example of how that might be the case, right? So let's say that I have looked at some of the mistakes that I've made in the past, and I have also looked at why I made those mistakes, right? And then I have determined, or I have learned, that there is a common feeling that drove me to that action. And then the more I recognize that feeling, then I recognize, oh, now if I do it from this feeling again, then it will be a mistake as well, and I don't want to do that, right? So for me, commonly the mistakes that I have noticed in my own life came from fear. And then if I'm now trying to make a decision out of fear, then I know that it may be a mistake to do that. Therefore, I try not to do that decision out of fear. So if I give you an example, is if I am trying to decide whether to leave the sector or not, and I'm trying to make a decision out of fear, for instance, I'm afraid that, oh, whatever I want will not work, and therefore let me just stay in the sector that I don't actually want to stay, then I will know that that will be a mistake in the future because of the past experience of the mistakes that I have made that were involving coming from fear, and that just limited me in what I wanted to do rather than using it as a way to recognize and say, oh, I always want to go for what I want to. I want to be that person, and I don't want anything, especially my own actions, limit myself, right? So, I have, for instance, in the past left the humanitarian sector, fearing, like fearing, I think, retaliation, but also I really left the humanitarian sector without any preparation because I just wanted to avoid dealing with certain people. And I have left like out a bit like a reckless way of just feeling like so fed up with everything that was going on. And also, I didn't want to deal with certain persons, even though I really wanted to work on the topic, but I just felt like, okay, these are the people I don't want to deal with. And then I left without having anything prepared for what I'm going to do outside. And therefore, in the hindsight later, I realized it was a mistake because I couldn't really go and do something else because I was panicking the whole time. I was not really sure what is it that I wanted to do outside. At the same time, I was all hating on the people that I have left behind at the workplace. And then I realized that all of this was like for nothing, really, right? And it was a bit of a waste that cost me a lot of time, a lot of energy to go outside of the sector to realize I didn't really know what I was doing, where I was going, what I was building. I was just like all over the place. And then I just came back fearing, oh my God, I can't really make this work outside. At the same time, I can't really be without the job that I know so well. And then I came back, right? So that was a mistake based on Feeling of recklessness, feeling of fear of dealing with certain people, fear of not really knowing how to solve the problems I was having at work, and then I just left. And then also outside, fear of not being able to make this work, and then just feeling like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing and how I'm doing, and then let me just go to a safe option, right? So that would be how I recognize that, oh, it was a mistake because it cost me a lot of time and energy. It cost me a lot of resources, meaning I wasn't paid at the time. I didn't have any other resources except living on my savings. And then I just came back without achieving anything. So that was a mistake. Now, obviously, the way that I could have handled it now is I could have, in order to recognize if it's a mistake or not, is the more mature way I would have handled this probably is I would have, prepared myself first in terms of saving wise. I have prepared myself emotionally as to what is it that I want to do outside. I would have prepared myself, in terms of plans of what I will do in case this doesn't work and that doesn't work, so that it doesn't become a mistake, right? And the other mistake that I have made that I mentioned recently in another live session is the mistake of wanting to experience adrenaline, wanting to experience feeling of being very useful, feeling of a savior, all of these feelings. And therefore, I returned to Ukraine after, especially after the invasion and in 2022. And then in the hindsight, I then also recognized that this was a mistake. And I could have foreseen that mistake, but I didn't in the moment. But of course, later you will find out that it was because of me being in Ukraine. Even though, of course, it was great to be with my loved ones and with my friends, but at the same time, not really being useful, not really doing the things that I wanted to do. At the same time, feeling like that's not like saving the world type of the work. I didn't want to really do it that way, but then I was really going against my own principles in the hope of experiencing those feelings of being a humanitarian again. And that led me to having made the mistake of not really being useful, not really getting to what I wanted to, wasting a lot of time and energy, and coming back surviving from explosions. And that was a mistake, right? And the way that I could have foreseen it, which I didn't at the time, is I could have foreseen it is okay, I'm trying to do this because I want to experience feeling useful, because I want to experience feeling of saving the world, saving others, which I didn't want to do my humanitarian work that way anymore. So therefore, I could have really confronted myself to say, is that really how you want to do your work? Is that really how you want to do the work that you have left the humanitarian work for? Or you are just doing it so that you can experience feeling adrenaline, which I again didn't want to consciously, but my subconscious was just calling me out to going for it, right? And therefore, because I didn't recognize those signs, I just went and spent the year, almost a year there, and then came back all traumatized from explosions. And it was not only not useful, it was actually harmful to me. And I didn't achieve anything. And that I would call a mistake, right? So, therefore, the way that you can recognize it, how you feel as you are about to do the thing that you are wanting to do, and also what purpose you are doing it for, and whether this is in line with your value system or with the way that how you want to do it or not. And these are the great indicators. Then, if you can get yourself through that, what is it called? A filter. if you can get yourself through that filter of how am I feeling as I'm making this decision, as I'm going through this, as I am thinking about this topic, how do I want to feel when I do this, when I make these decisions, right? So, for instance, in my case, I always want to make decisions out of feeling powerful, feeling calm, grounded, feeling purposeful rather than feeling fear. And when it comes to whether this is aligned with what I want to be doing, who I want to be, then I would have foreseen this trip to Ukraine back into 2022. I could have foreseen and said, okay, if I am really trying to be a humanitarian who does this work in a sustainable way, not just chasing adrenaline, not just chasing feeling useful and saving the world. If I'm not doing that anymore, but instead I want to do it in a way that's sustainable, in a way that's systemic and solving the core of the problems rather than just keep bandaging it. That's how I want to be doing my work, then this work is not aligned with what I want to try achieve, and therefore I shouldn't even go in the first place. That's how I would have prevented myself from going there. Right? And the same goes when your brain keeps asking you when you're transitioning to, let's say you are wanting to transition to something else, or you're wanting to transition within the sector to another profile, whatever the case may be, and your brain asks you about, okay, what if you are making a mistake? You getting clear as to what would you call a mistake, right? And how do you want to feel when you are making this decision? And how would you know if you are making a mistake versus you are really pursuing what you want to that is in line with your goals and who you want to be? That will give you a bit more of the assurance of yourself that, okay, when I know I'm making a mistake, this is how I feel. But when I know that I'm really pursuing what I really want to, this is how I feel. And it is in line with who I am and what I stand for, versus I'm just doing it so that I don't feel afraid anymore, so that I just feel adrenaline, so that I just feel the urges of whatever I want to like satisfy short term, rather than thinking about is this how I want to do things moving forward? Right? So that you minimize the actions of or decisions or endeavors that you would later call a mistake. So, my dears, I hope this was helpful for you to really get to understanding what is your definition of mistake, what things you've been calling a mistake, excuse me, and especially you being able to really understand, is this what you want to be going for, or you're just using it as a scary thing, as a limiting factor for you not to go for what you truly want to go for? And if you'd like to learn more about it, absolutely come to my webinar that is happening in the Friday, 11th of April at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m., sorry, Central European time. And of course, come coach with me. I would love to help you get to a point where you no longer are afraid of making a mistake, but rather always know how and why you're going for what you really want to. Have a beautiful week. Talk to you soon. Bye.